Time for our first update from the Section Wrestling Tournament Class AA, Section 1. This report brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law, Dan Glazier Construction, High Yield of Alden, Brooks Safety Equipment, Crossroads Trailer Sales and Service, and the Albert Lee Wrestling Boosters. John Hansen, he's in Rochester. And John, a good afternoon, and how are things going so far?
Well, really good. We had a great start in our opening round. A lot of our seated individual wrestlers started out with byes, starting at 106, Mike, number one seed, Mike Olson. And then at 113, Logan Davis, number two seed. He had a bye. 120, Brody Ingles, just he's the two seed. He had a bye. 126, Nick Corman, the one seed, had a bye. 132, Avon Wasmone was the fourth seed, and he had a bye. And at 138, Cam Davis was the one seed, had a bye. 145 was Carter Miller, fourth seed, and he had a bye. And so our first competition actually wrestled was at 152 with Derek McMillan. He was the fifth seed, and he started that off with a bang, got a big fall over Lincoln Doobie from Storeville. He moved out to the quarters. Then at 160, Blake Braun, seeded sixth, followed that up with a fall over Braden Steer from Storeville to move out to his quarterfinals. At 170, Luke Moeller looked real good. He did six also. Got a fall over Xavier Colbert from La Crescent to move out to his quarterfinals. At 182, Mason Drescher, normally wrestling now 152 or 160 all year, decided to fill in our open weight. So he drank a little and got big enough to wrestle at 182. And he started out the tournament with a nice fall over Anthony Nelson from Storeville to move into his quarterfinal match. At 195, we took our first defeat. Adam Semple lost his opening round match to Matthew Verovin from Wasika by a fall. At 220, Kay Dennerly was seated fourth, had a bye. And at heavyweight, we had Ben Schwemmler also falling in his opening round match to Dalton Hall, the senior from Zimbabwe Mazepa. So those two are in the wrestlebacks for sure. Moving into the quarterfinal round, which is just wrapped up, Mike Olson continued his dominance on the mat with a fall over Sam Mueller from Pine Island. He now is out in the semifinals, where he will face off tomorrow against Aiden Grainier from Plainview, Elgin Millville. And then at 113, Logan Davis dominated also with a 17-2 tech fall over Carson Rahman from Plainview, Elgin Millville. He now moves out to the semifinals, where he will face off against Lucas Williams, the senior from the Brota Mazepa. He has split two matches with him throughout the year, so that'll be a good matchup in his semis tomorrow. At 120, it was Brody Ignashevsky with a fall over Weston Roberson from Lake City. He now moves out to the semifinals, where he will face off Aiden Friedrich from Casson Manorville. Brody had defeated Aiden in the Christmas tournament earlier. And at 126, Nick Corman continued to look strong. He won a 13-2 matchup against Braden Lorenzen from Byron. And he moved out to his semifinal matchup, where he will see Nate Evans, a junior from Lake City. At 132, Avon Wasmone came out with a bang and got a big fall over Quentin Belthauser from Lewiston, Alturo, Rushford, Peterson. And he moves out to his semifinal match tomorrow morning, facing off against number one seed Joseph Kennedy out of Castle Manorville. At 138, Cam Davis dominated with a fall over Lucas Freeberg from Cannon Falls. He now moves out to the semifinals, where he will face off against Tanner Laska from Lake City. At 145, we had a little disappointing match in the quarters. Carter Miller lost a close one right in the final second, 8-6 against Noah Swartz from Casson Manorville, the five seed. That now moves Carter into the wrestleback round, where he will take on Jackson Hewitt from Stuartville, coming up yet this afternoon. At 152, Derek McMillan followed up his upset run by defeating the four-seeded wrestler Oliver O'Brien from Wasika. 8-5 was that score. Derek will now move out to the semis tomorrow, based on the number one seed wrestler, Logan Vaughn from Caston Manorville. And then at 160, Blake Braun fell short in his quarterfinal match, losing by a fall to the number two seeded Jonathan Harvey from Lake City. He now moves to the WrestleBacks later this afternoon, where he will face off against, not sure the wrestler, because didn't see who won that or who lost. It'll either be Charlie Bloom from Byron or Alex Bedstead from Pine Island, Millville. At 170, Luke Moeller looked really good in his upset match, upsetting the three-seeded wrestler by a score of 8-5. Bo Zimmerman cast Cannon Falls with the third-seeded wrestler, and Luke wrestled a very good match and upset him, winning 8-5. He now moves out into his semifinal match, where he will face off against Ryan Lexfold from Zambroda Mazeppa. At 182, the smaller wrestler who moved up a weight class, or a couple of weight classes, Mason Drescher, came short in his run here. In his quarters, he was pinned by two-seeded wrestler Peyton Garza from Wasika. Mason now moves to the WrestleBacks, where he will face off against Dalton Block from Pine Island later this afternoon. 195, as I said, Adam Temple was defeated in his first round, and he will face off again either Jacob Meyer from Lewiston, Altura, Rushford Peterson, or Cody Anderson from Zambroda Mazeppa. Not sure which wrestler won that matchup. Might actually still be going on. At 220, Caden Enderle, the four-seeded wrestler, got a big win over Riley Keenan, a senior from Cannon Falls, by a fall. He now moves out into the finals, or excuse me, semifinals, where he will face off against Carter Gertz from Byron. Gertz, the number one seeded wrestler, a junior, 20-5 on the year. At heavyweight, as I said, Ben Swemler was defeated in his opening round. He now wrestles the loser of the match going on right now between Pine Island and Plainview Elgin Millville. So he will either see, or excuse me, Wasika or Plainview Elgin Millville. So those matches will be coming up later this afternoon in the WrestleBack round. John Hanson for State Sports.